you do enough study, you'll hear about, well, the Illuminati has to tell you something before they do it. Either in movies or whatever. It's not even that. It's already written. It's a repeat. It's happening over and over. It's not that they tell you. There's always a precognition. There's a precog and a postcog. Because it's all repeating. There's nothing new. It's the same game, the same script. The secret is overcoming. It's the same script of Genesis 3. It's the same game. Elijah and Jezebel. It's the same repeat game over and over and over, day by day by day. Not only is it all the same repeat on the outside, it's the same repeat on the inside. So you struggle with your flesh versus your spirit every moment of every day. Same thing that happened in Genesis 3. The outward is just a mirror reflection of the struggle you're facing on the inside. Until you understand walking in the spirit, until you get born again, until you understand that it's the devil's trying to find something in you. And there's nothing in you. In Christ. And so once you've overcome this place, it's almost like it's got to push out the baby. Once you've went through the cycles enough time, it's kind of like, okay, pushing out the baby now, you've overcome, so let's pop out the baby, the spiritual baby, you know. And then you realize God's left you down here to try to help other babies, you know, get birth till Christ be birthed, be formed in you. And so you go through the cycle, the repeat, over and over and over and over. It's just like Doctor Who. Doctor Who went through that maze a million years or whatever it was, and he came back. He got out finally, went back in time. And Clara was there, so he wanted to save Clara. And then she said, "Well, how long were you in that prison?" And he wouldn't tell her because he went back to save her. "How long were you in that prison?" He said 1 billion years or 1 million years or something like that. No, he didn't say it. The person that was standing there who had put him in the... "How long was he in the prison? Tell me." And she said 1 billion years or 1 million years. And she realized what happened was Doctor Who loved her. Doctor Who loved her enough to go back, to go through that... to get out of that prison, to go back in time, to save her. So the Earth plane, the material realm, it's like a prison planet. It's like it's an information war, information. Alex Jones knows more than he's telling you. He knows more. He knows what this is. Look at all his friends. Link letter or whatever. Watch his Waking Life. At the very end, he says it's kind of like we're stuck in a repeat in time. And Link, they all know. They're trying to wake people up, but they can't tell you directly exactly, because you would think it was crazy. You would call them crazy, but they know what this is. It's a flesh versus spirit, and the reason Alex is doing his acting and going crazy is because he wants you to get in the drama, because the drama is what bursts you. If you're just lackadaisical, if you're just lackadaisical and you're not afraid of nothing, you're not upset about nothing, you're just chilling, you're not going to question anything. You're going to just go straight to hell, right? You're going to go straight down. But if you start to say, "I'm being controlled, I'm being manipulated, the Illuminati's coming after me, the New World Order," yeah. Trying to get you to start thinking outside the box that they put you in. They're all part of it. It's a division. It's separating the sheep from the goat. He knows. Why would he put David Icke on his show, who talks about the reptilian shapeshifters? Why is Joe Rogan like the top show, and these comedians and the what was that guy's name? Carl. He would make jokes about, they're in the club and you're not in it. You know, They're all, the comedians are telling you. What's the comedians telling you? What's the movies, the music, what's everything? What are they telling you? They're all saying the same thing. No matter where you look, football, basketball, media, news, you're either in the club, the satanic club, or you're not. You're either going to rise up in the satanic cult, or you're not. I wouldn't be surprised if Trump had joined it and he flipped the script on them, you know. He pretended to be one of them and he's flipped the script. That's what I think happened. But they probably still think he's playing the game with them. Look at him. He's playing the drama game on Twitter. Every day he says something, the stock market goes up. Next day it goes down. He says something, it goes up. He's playing the drama game against the whole world. He's doing it on purpose to manipulate the markets. They all are part of it. It's all a script. It's all the same repeat. Genesis 3, wake up. You're a slave, Neo. You're a slave, Neo. Wake up. Follow the white rabbit. Follow the white rabbit. Agent Smith is coming after you. The Smiths, right? The Joneses and the Smiths. Keeping up with the Joneses. You got to keep up with the Joneses. Keep up with the Smiths. They're going to mess you up. Smith. Wordsmith. Wiccans use word spells. Wordcraft. Information technology is wordcraft. Technology goes back to word craft. Because techno is technology, goes back to craft. Techno logo is word. You're being shaped and changed by the word. And the New Age people, I mean the Wiccans, the witches, they change you with the anti-word. They try to cast spells on you. Once you see through it, you see that every battle, every struggle is just a repeat of Genesis 3. Every moment of every day is Genesis 3 repeated. Are you going to walk in the Spirit, walk by faith, or are you going to live in fear and walk by sight? That's the repeat. That is the repeat. And it never ends. Till we get new heaven and new earth, you're fighting a battle against an unseen force, which is a demonic force. And he don't give up. He don't quit. Because he knows where he's going and he's got to fight to take as many people to hell with him. He's trying to destroy. The reason he's trying to destroy the earth is because he destroyed. If he can do that, he can destroy the whole program of him going to hell. Because it's the womb, Mother Earth. He's trying to create an abortion. The devil's trying to abort the earth. So no more babies are being birthed. No more born-again saints can be birthed. This whole thing's a spiritual birthing process. That's why you can think about something and it'll appear. Write somebody's name down that you hadn't talked to in a while. Turn it over and within about 2-3 months, they'll call you or eat. Something will show up somewhere. They have to appear because you're already quantum connected with them. You hadn't seen them in a couple years. Either they're going to appear or their name or something's going to appear to remind you of them. It's a hologram. It's a spiritual hologram.